This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we prepare for 2017 on the DJV experience, no, those of you who are no, this is not the Howard Stern Show. Please don't get confused. We have our clothing on here on this program, and we are always about you and not about, well, we talk about us as it relates to you. You, you, you. We're in love with you. You, you, we hope your dreams come true in 2017. How's that?
There you go.
Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Speaking of dreams coming true, as we look back a little bit, but more I'm interested really in looking forward, as the year ends. Yesterday I was driving back from my daughter's house, and I come with the place I'm living now in Bel Air. The best way to get here is on Sunset. So I went by Sunset and Vine, and there were a lot of people who were hanging around, and you know, there was activity and that sort of thing. And I realized that that was where the stars were for either Carrie Fisher or Debbie Reynolds, or maybe both of them are close together. I don't know whether they're both close together or not, but at this point it's very interesting, I find, to realize that they're going to have their funerals together. The son, Todd, decided that he wanted to, you know, they had been, when Debbie Reynolds died of the stroke day before yesterday, she was making plans with Todd for the funeral of Carrie Fisher. Yeah. And then she had the stroke, and she died 24 hours later. So it seems sad, yet expedient. And one wonders what sort of energy will be around this event. If the number of flowers and the things that were going on at the corner of Hollywood and Vine near one or both of their stars is any, I mean, you know that there's a lot of people interested in
right.
this. It's really, apparently HBO did a film on their lives that is supposed to come out next week. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that in the television report. They had a complicated relationship, as described by many, but it was clear that they cared for one another, especially in the last 10, 12 years. I mean, what the heck? If you didn't care for your mother, would you move in next door to her?
Right.
I think I would. So, a number of, as you said, I think earlier, Victoria, there are so many people who died this past year. As you go looking through that, and we all know about it, so I don't really want to project back. I want to move, although there is one person who I'll acknowledge that most of you don't know in terms of his name, but you know what he did. And because he passed away this week, it was worth a note, because a lot of what he did will be used and in evidence for all the partying, whether it's in New York or Los Angeles, wherever you are. How many of you use those red plastic cups instead of at parties, instead of using glasses or, you know, something else that is styrofoam is really lousy to use? The fellow who invented the red plastic cup died. His name was Robert Holtzman. He lived in Illinois, had a stroke, but during his lifetime, he and his family ran the Solo Cup Club. S-O-L-O, not any relation to Napoleon Solo.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up.
Wow, I never even knew there was an ad.
This is a Toby Keith song dedicated
to
Red Solo Cup.
Oh,
yeah. I think if you went to college, you probably used these cups. That's probably your first exposure to them. Every party has these things. And this is the kind of thing that nobody pays much attention to. It's just sort of there. And, oh, there's the red plastic cup. You go to the store and you buy them. You never give any thought to where they came from. And this guy was the one responsible for figuring out how to make the mold and make the outside of the plastic red and the inside white. Invented in 1970, he invented a coffee-topping traveler lid. My God, that has been worth a lot of money. Every place you go, Starbucks, any place you go to get a cup of coffee, they have that plastic lid that has a little thing that opens up. And again, this is one of those things everybody takes it for granted. It's just there. Well, somebody had to come up with the idea. Somebody had to do it, and this guy did it. And I'll bet this guy died worth a lot of dough. Because kinds of things that go unnoticed are the kinds of things that I think make America great, frankly. These guys, these people, women, anybody comes up with ideas that are unique, and they are so unique, you can patent them, trademark them, and then every cup that gets sold like this, his family's going to get a nickel or whatever it is that they get, a penny, a quarter of a penny. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's interesting is, you know how some people say, oh, can I have a Kleenex, instead of saying, can I have a tissue?
Tissue,
and
right.
The brand becomes the item.
Yes.
And no one says, can I have a red cup? You just say, can I have a Solo cup?
Solo cup, yeah.
And it's unbelievable. Like you said, we don't really think about it, but it's so ingrained in us.
Yep.
And it's incredible. And I wonder if they hadn't been red, if they had actually taken off the way that they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have them in blue, and they have them in... I think maybe green too, red cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So the man who put it together has passed away, but good for him and good for his family for making all of that happen.
Yeah.
The good news for those of you who are on minimum wage is that as of Monday, you'll be able to get more dough. Millions of the lowest paid people in our country in 19 states, New York, California, we'll start with an increase in their minimum wage. Let's see. Washington State is the highest new minimum wage, $11 an hour. Massachusetts, I think, has the same number. California, $10.50. If you have 26 or more employees, New York, it goes to $11, but I think it's a progression. It's $10.50 then to $11. And then if you're in the city, it's higher. If you're outside in the suburbs, it's $10. And then in the rural areas, the farms have to pay $9.70 an hour in New York State. I can't cotton this. I just can't. It just doesn't work for me. But a lot of voters supported this. These were referendum questions in most states, Arizona, Maine, Colorado, Washington, all had that, Alaska, Florida, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, Ohio, South Dakota, raising the wage, Connecticut, Hawaii, Michigan, Vermont, all these people have voted for these increases, and so it will take effect. A lot of them are spread out over the year. The Chamber of Commerce in a lot of cities, and I think there was one in Arizona where they filed a lawsuit challenging the increase. I think you'll see some of that. Come on. If you're worth $11 an hour, then you get paid $11 an hour. Not the government telling you got to pay them $11 an hour. What happens?
Yeah, but who's going to volunteer to pay someone more than what they have to? What company is going to do that?
I think the marketplace, if you have to have good employees, and there's a tug on good employees, and this is the way it works in the real world anyway, in a competitive business, if there are few good employees and they're in demand, they set the rate. Now you can say, well, how does that apply to flippers of burgers and things like that? The thing, I wouldn't probably be as opposed to it as I used to be, Victoria, if it wasn't for the fact that most of them are illegals. Most of the people working in the fast food industry, landscapers, areas where there are minimum wages paid, and that's all those people get. At least the two areas where I live in Massachusetts and California are overpopulated, overrun with illegals doing these jobs. And if you sent the IS, what do they call them, ICE, into McDonald's in my state, you'd close the place down because most of them are illegal.
Right, but minimum wage isn't that doesn't get applied. I mean, that's you don't have to hold up minimum wage if you've got a bunch of guys, you know, from Mexico who are working for your landscaping company. You're going to pay them cash under the table. You're not going to pay them the minimum wage that you have to pay them.
I have a fellow who has a landscaping company in my town, and he parks his vehicles on the farm, so he does the landscaping on my house and on the farm. And that's the deal, the trade. I love trades. He doesn't pay me. I just say, okay, take care of my landscaping. And I know for a fact who he has working for him. And you know, 14 guys, and half of them are illegal.
Right. And so then why is he even worried about paying the minimum wage?
No, he does because of competition, interestingly enough. The other landscapers around are paying as much as $14 an hour. So he's got to pay him $14 an hour, and
that's exactly your point. Then
it is my
market
point. I mean, he didn't have to be told. He didn't have to be told to pay him $14 an hour. He had to pay him because he had to keep good people, and that's what I'm saying about the marketplace. Makes a lot more sense, it seems to me, anyway. I just can't get used to having people. You negotiate what you think you're worth. You try to get what you're worth. You say, "Oh, these big companies, they don't care." Well, you're right. They don't care. And they've shown that they don't care even about America, even though they tout themselves as these big, wonderful American companies. You won't find the illegals working in the auto plants. I'll tell you, that's one thing the unions, I'm not a big union guy, but I'll give the unions credit. There are no illegals getting into the unions. And that's maybe, you know, food for thought under the circumstances.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. 18. Thank you. I thought it was too. Aren't we? That's very nice. And we both think that was
mark it down. Doug 718 said one interesting thing. 18 past the hour.
Yeah.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
And now, Geico saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of New Year's 2017, Times Square, New York, New Year seem to go together. Mariah Carey and Gloria Estefan are going to be on hand on the stage. The cast of On Your Feet at Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. Ryan Seacrest, the host of that again. A lot of heightened security,
I guess,
because there are a million people that will be wandering around Times Square. And so they'll be surrounded by the sanitation trucks, each filled with 15 tons of sand. What kind of a... I mean, think about that. What kind of a job? This is bizarre.
This is very bizarre, and this is for a very specific reason. The NYPD had a press conference yesterday. All of Times Square will be... All the intersections will be blocked off with 65 massive garbage trucks that are 20 tons each, filled with an extra 15 tons of sand. And it's basically just to prevent the type of terrorist attacks that have been happening in Berlin and in Paris. Trucks driving into crowds of people. That's what this is doing.
Imagine this kind of thinking.
I know.
What we're doing. How we had to give in or give over to the terrorists. Look at how they win. We're going to spend all this money, all this time, all this energy to fill. You know what it takes to take a backhoe or a loader and open up these sanitation trucks and then use the hydraulics to push the sand in. And then you got to dump them out again after they're done with their duty leg. It's kind of a clever idea, actually. It's a smart idea, but it's the fact that it's necessary is what's so appalling.
Yeah.
And it just blows my mind.
Yep. It's
so
true.
That's the protection racket going on. Lionel Richie is the main attraction coming from Las Vegas.
New Orleans this year too, so they'll have they're going to roll out
each
midnight
time zone.
Which is the first time they've ever done that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. You're right. All right, so anyway, that's the story of what's going on for New Year's on ABC anyway. You'll hear this song how many times between now and Sunday morning? There are so many versions of this song. These are the Beach Boys. There are instrumental versions. Probably the most famous is the one by Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians. But there are dozens.
Hi, this is Denny, and speaking for the rest of
you, I'd like to I don't think I've ever heard this version.
Pleasure go ahead, this is bring you this Christmas album. We hope you will treasure it the way we do. And if you happen to be listening to this album right now, Mike, Brian, Carl, Al, and I would like to wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas. And we hope the new year brings you as much happiness as this year has brought us.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they could all get together again.
Yeah.
Here's Guy Lombardo with the Royal Canadians. And this was first performed, I want to say, either right before or right after World War I. You'll correct me, Kara, if I'm wrong. The song itself goes back forever. Well, not forever. It's spelled A-U-L-D-L-A-N-G-S-Y-N-E, which is basically say goodbye to yesterday. This is Mitch Miller and the Sing-Along Gang, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right,
Kara? You're right.
Wow.
Can't mistake them. They sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
I think I like the Beach Boys the best.
Yeah.
This is the modern Mariah Carey.
Yes, version. Mariah Carey's version of Auld Lang Syne. Happy New Year, everybody. 28 after the hour with DJ V.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of things are changing in the medical profession for people, and so changing for the medical profession for pets, too. For example, there's a lot of alternative pet care out there. What is alternative pet care? It's a little bit different. It's kind of what I like to call integrative pet care, where they use conventional methods in conjunction with things like aromatherapy, massage, chiropractics. Don't laugh now. There's yoga. They call it doga crystals, acupuncture, herbal remedies. Do they really work? If you go to a doctor who practices integrative medicine, very often what they do, the veterinarian will take real conventional veterinary practices and put them together with the so-called alternative pet care. And it really makes a difference. Right now, for example, my own German Shepherd is receiving acupuncture. He's on medication as well, but he's receiving acupuncture and he's doing great. So if you're not getting the results, you might want to speak to your doctor about looking for an alternative. There are alternative vets out there. Using both can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jennifer's off today and on Monday back Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, posting away, looking forward to, if you will, the year 2017. The big one is coming. Sounds like an ad for a new movie, right? Or a new big television show. The new show starring, is it Billie Lord? Is that who, is the daughter of...
That's Carrie Fisher's daughter, Fisher's
grandchild. She's the one who inherits all of the attention. The son, I don't think, wants it. Todd Fisher, he's a producer. So I don't know anything about his children. But she apparently has it together. Does she seem to you? What show is she in?
Billy's one of the stars of Scream Queens on Fox.
Okay.
But yeah, I've never watched Scream Queens, but I had watched some interviews with Billie Lourd over the past few days just because, you know, everyone's kind of interested to see what she's like now. And it definitely seems like she's inherited her mother's sense of humor. She just seems very dry and funny and put together.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's the comic relief of the show. She is very, very funny. Yeah. Uh-huh. Her character's hilarious. Yeah. It's, you know, she always, her character, they've worked it in that she always wears earmuffs, and that's a tribute to her mom being Princess Leia. It's very cute, very funny.
Well, her mother had, if you remember the part she played, I'm talking about Carrie Fisher, in the Blues Brothers. It was really funny. She was very good at it. It was just, and it was something you didn't expect after, you know, seeing her in Star Wars to see her as she was in the Blues Brothers, who just played funny. But when I referred to the big one, I wasn't talking about television or movies. What I was talking about is the solar eclipse, the total solar eclipse that's coming this coming year. So in astronomical circles, this is something that has people very excited. There's a great, I'm trying to remember which one, I think it was National Geographic on a plane ride. I think it was a plane ride either over to Tel Aviv or back again, not important. But I was watching an hour-long overview of what happens during a total solar eclipse. And it's fascinating. The Easter Islands are where you get the best shot most of the time. So this was the story about the news crews going over and setting up their telescopes and their cameras and all that stuff. But there is another one scheduled, a total solar eclipse for this year in the United States. I said Easter Island. You can see them in different parts of the country at different times because of the spin of the Earth and where it is in its cycle around the sun and all that other stuff. So this is something that will put Venus and Jupiter as well as our planet together. And there are going to be, I guess, some meteor showers that will come. A lot of cool things. As long as you can dodge the meteors, you're all set.
Bring an umbrella.
Yeah, bring an umbrella. That's very good. The new year starts with a conjunction of the waxing crescent of the moon and Venus. That'll take place on the 1st, just after sunset. You won't miss it because Venus is very, like Mars, is loud in the sky. I've heard people call it that. And then on the 2nd of January, there's another one. The moon shifted between Venus and Mars, so you'll be able to watch that. There are these. Uri Geller has, he bought a binocular telescope thing, the biggest thing I ever saw. And you can see, I looked out his window with these things. And, you know, I can't look in the sky and tell you, like, oh, okay, there's the Big Dipper and that kind of stuff. But I can't tell you what planet it is. Once in a while, early in the morning, when I'm looking out the southeast sky, I can see the International Space Station because you can tell it's moving fast and it's pretty bright. But most of the planets, I can't tell which ones they are. Can you? Anybody here look in the sky and actually tell which one is Mars and Venus and Pluto? Well, you can't see Pluto.
I took an astronomy class at the Rose Planetarium, which is at the Museum of Natural History here in New York City, and that was really fun. And I got pretty good at identifying constellations, but I'm not good with the planets. And constellations, I'm pretty okay with, but you know, there's an app that I think it's called Gaze, right? And you just hold your iPhone up at the sky, and it tells you what constellations you're looking at. Yeah,
of course it does.
So everyone just cheat, and then
we don't need astronomy courses anymore. We just need to get an app. An app for everything. Pretty soon it'll be an app to brush your teeth. I had another thought in mind, but I won't share it with you at the moment as to how often I might use your app. The big deal with the solar eclipse is August 21st. The moon will completely block the sun. And as I said, the last time it was on Easter Island where you saw it best, it'll be in the United States this time. And you'll be able to see it all across the country. August 21st. So between now and then, write yourself a note. I want to see this on August 21st. Maybe you can go to some places where mountains you can see it better. I'm not sure. But there'll be plenty of tips as you get closer and closer to it. But that's there hasn't been a solar eclipse on the mainland that we could see here since 1979. So something that's exciting and neat about 2017. The other thing is we're always focused on these resolutions and they don't work and it's just nonsense. It becomes conversation, and it becomes, for me anyway, trite conversations. I could say to you, Victoria, what's your New Year's resolution? And you can tell me. You can go ahead and tell me if you got one.
I don't make them. Yeah.
Okay, because they don't get kept. All right, Kara, do you make them?
Yeah, they don't.
I haven't made one for this year. I made one for last year, and I made it 6 months. And
what was it?
To stop drinking soda. And then
that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good one. I'm thinking I might take that one up again.
Why did you give it up?
You want to know
I got
dumped.
Really?
Yeah. And so then I was.
Who is that guy? I'm gonna go punch him up. Who's the guy?
And so then I drank soda again. But yeah, I feel like I'm in a better place, and so I'm ready to start again.
Good. What, with a guy or with soda?
No, with stopping soda.
Have you met another guy yet?
No, I have not, but who knows? It's New Year's Eve, so maybe something exciting will happen.
We'll send you to that restaurant in Paris where Serena Williams met her or the guy.
Hey, I won't complain. If you want to send me there, sure, let's go for it.
I'm not responsible for your mates. I'll take no credit for any of that stuff. Thinking about, though, the way I'm making this personal at the moment, because this is a very reflective time of year. We all look back at the year and we think, okay, what happened? Who's around? Who's not around? What did I do? What didn't I do? Am I okay? Am I not okay? I will tell you right now that I am tired. I've had the last 2.5-3 weeks, and I bring it on myself. Meredith says to me, why do you do this to yourself? And I've always lived this way, and I'm healthy and I'm happy. And it suits me for the most part. If you talk to my astrologer, you would hear from her that I am of the cut that makes the continuum of my activities a part of what makes me happy. But every once in a while, I get to the point where I am just tired. And it hasn't happened for quite a while, but I am. Now, I don't know that you can hear it in my voice. I don't know that I feel. I had some super beats this morning, literally.
Your energy sounds great.
Yeah,
you sound very happy.
When I get on the air, it all goes away. But as soon as I get off the air, I drove home the other night, and I just about fell asleep driving to this new place that I'm living. When I get on the plane today to go back to Miami, I know I'll fall asleep, and it'll be fine. I'll have a good night's sleep tonight. Tomorrow I'll have some fun. And Sunday, and then I'll go back to Boston on Monday and be there a few days, and I'll get tired of the cold weather, and I'll come back to California. But in doing that, I acknowledge something that I think – I tell you the story not because I want you to know the story, other than how it may relate to you. Many of you are very hardworking. Many men, many women, women who are raising families. I look at my daughter and see how hard she's working. Got a son, got a full-time job. She doesn't want to have any babysitters. She wants to be able to, between she and her husband, and they're fortunate to be able to arrange their schedule. So for the most part, they can take care of raising the child. And where they can't, my son will step in. And now that he's getting older, I'll probably be able to take him. My daughter will trust me not to ruin him with too much ice cream.
That's sort of a grandparent's job, though.
Of course it is. To spoil him up, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then to stir him up and make him crazy and then leave him and go.
Yep. And then you just hand him back to the parents.
I can't imagine what happened. Anyway, so I begin the new year thinking about work. I'm thinking about my business. I'm thinking about hustling. I'm thinking about survival, because it's always been that way for me. And maybe that's what has made me, or maybe the fact that I've chosen to take on all of these things is a reflection on not only who I am, but what makes me feel good. So even though I may be tired and I'm trying, you know, my thing this year is going to stay away from gluten and sugar. That's going to be, but I'm already on to it. I can say I'll do it, and then I don't pay attention to it. Meredith's great because she goes out of her way to find things that are gluten-free, and then she looks at the labels, everything, and, you know, we were going to start a new vitamin. I found these vitamins, and they looked like they would be a lot of fun to take until she looked at the label and saw how much sugar was in it, and so she threw them away.
Yeah,
and
gluten-free stuff has so much junk in it, you have to really be careful.
Well, just they put other junk in it, but they say it's gluten-free, so you think it's good for you.
Yeah,
just because
exactly.
It's gluten-free. Sometimes
gluten-free stuff is more processed than gluten-free. Yeah.
If you get rice, for example, noodles, get rice noodles. When I was in Tel Aviv, I had dinner with Uri, and we went to this little Chinese place. It was the funniest thing. Went to a Chinese restaurant, and they speak Hebrew. Chinese girl looking at a Chinese girl speak. It was just funny. The reason I'm telling you the story is because they had rice pasta. And I tasted it. It tasted just like regular pasta. I've never had rice pasta before.
Really?
Never had it before.
Oh.
No. The way you're saying that must be available everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's been around for years. Yeah. I thought for sure that that's what you would have eaten, especially with Meredith being health conscious.
Yeah. As much as she is,
yeah.
Anyway, so I'll just leave it this way. I'm going to let 2017 be the year of me continuing to work hard, but I'm going to try to rest hard as well. And perhaps those of you who are busy and you don't seem to have time for things, it's crazy. Make time for the people that you love and for the things that you love to do. That's sometimes a hard choice to make, but maybe that's a good way for us to think collectively about the new year. All right, let's talk about some of the new television shows. How's the Arnold going to do on his new show? He says it's his show, by the way. We'll talk about The Celebrity Apprentice in a moment here. TV report up next.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at kohls.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, so television news here, 47 after the hour. Burke Ramsey, JonBenet Ramsey's brother, is suing CBS for $750 million. I find this interesting because he says they've libeled him or the family. They won't get $750 million. But this thing has been going on and on and on and on and on. And you just have to wonder, at what point is it over?
So
there's an expose, apparently, on that, that. I think this blames him. Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it does.
I guess the best defense is a good offense. Let's sue them first and see what happens.
I haven't followed it all that closely, but I know that 60 Minutes did a piece on it, and it seems that they, that there seems to be a lot of evidence that it was a family member. At first, it was either the mother or the father were blamed, and then but it looks like it may have actually been the brother, and the parents covered it up so they wouldn't lose both their children.
Yeah, it looks kind of creepy. So the Arnold, I said the Arnold because it was the Donald before. And so Schwarzenegger is making a big deal out of, he's been compared with Donald Trump, and Trump is still the producer, but he says, this is going to be my show. So it starts next week, I think, doesn't it? Celebrity Apprentice?
I think it starts January 6th.
Yeah. Right.
I want to say.
So what are the expectations?
I've seen a lot of preview clips. It looks really good. And he looks like he's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's got a great sense of humor. You're not fired. What's his signature line?
We don't know yet. He's not telling anybody. Yeah, so everyone has to tune in to see what he's going to say.
Yeah, but what's his signature line from all the movies?
He's got get to the choppa, I'll be back. There's another one.
Yeah, it won't be your fired.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby. That's it. 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour, D and V and C. Sounds like an operation. The DBC? The DNC is Democratic. But there's another operation that's for women, right? Isn't there? Isn't it close to something?
That's a DNC.
Right.
Yeah.
Mind works. All right.
Your mind is out there today.
Yes, it is. All right. So we can't find Pauline Frommer, who is the travel lady. So I want to spend, this gives me an opportunity. There's nothing, well, I shouldn't say there's nothing. I always enjoy going through the police blotter. So I will do that with you, because there are always really silly things and things that are food for thought. So instead of traveling, we're going to go right to the heart of things with a police blotter up next here.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yours contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so those of you who love journalism, this is journalism at its finest. Ladies and gentlemen, the Doug Police Blotter. This first story comes from Columbus, Ohio. Police there say that they are going to review procedures after a day of training that saw three patrol cars wrecked and tear gas carried by the wind to a nearby elementary school, closing that down.
Oh,
a teacher and six students at the school reported eye and throat irritation from the gas, which escaped after a police car crashed into a truck, one of those SWAT trucks, had the gas in it. All right, let's see here. St. Petersburg, Florida. Six people, including Police Lieutenant Gregory Tutz, were taken to the hospital this week after a chain reaction vehicle crash. Witnesses say Tutz pulled into traffic without checking for oncoming cars. Witnesses say he appeared to be looking for prostitutes. He was on and later told the news, yes, he was on patrol looking to pick up prostitutes, not to pick them up. Well, who knows what he's really going to pick up, but anyway. Let's see here. Saudi Arabia has banned women from displaying tempting eyes. The police, the religious police in Saudi Arabia, have the power after an enforcement action this week to force women whose eyes they find alluring to wear a full veil. Another progressive step for the people in Saudi Arabia. Oy, oy, oy. All right, how much time do I have, Kara? One more? We got time for one more? Yeah.
Yeah, why not? There's always time for one more.
That's right. Saratoga County, New York Sheriff's Deputy been suspended without pay after video showed he apparently slapped a man and took away his car keys after the man refused to let the officer search his vehicle. Sergeant Sean Glanz wanted to search the car after seeing a rifle in the back seat. He told the Albany newspaper that he would do the same thing again, but only if he weren't being videotaped.
I'm not sure that's something you should admit.
Yeah.
Not if you're smart, you don't. And speaking of that, the fact that police want to use virtual assistant data in criminal cases is kind of interesting. This came out this week on Amazon. They're asking Amazon to fork over data from, in this circumstance, there's a guy was found dead in a hot tub in Arkansas, and they want the property owner to come up with
I think the property owner did it.
Yeah, right.
I think that's why they want the Amazon Echo from him, right?
From his property. Isn't that...
No, they want the Amazon Echo.
Oh, they want Amazon to give him the stuff.
Yes, they want... They won't get much, but that's what they want, is Amazon to say yes.
No, and they're not going to say yes.
No.
Are they? I hope they don't.
Mm-mm.
Just say no, Amazon.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.